Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
And we all know, we all love to eat in this town. It's a national pastime. We also know that every time you see one of those styrofoam containers go away in a plastic bag, that it's going to end up somewhere and probably in an incinerator. Not so much a landfill here, but in the incinerators, adding to carbon emissions, et cetera. A company called Muse is taking a different angle on this. Very interesting. It's an initiative to reuse cups and Tupperware, very high-end Tupperware, through a city-wide sharing system. Now, they're partnering with GrabFood, Foodpanda, and others. It's already been expanded to San Francisco, Hong Kong, Jakarta, in an effort to reduce our single-use plastic waste. Joining us now is the CEO and founder of Muse, Brian Riley. Brian, great to have you with us today. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Wonderful to be here, Glenn and Neil. And yeah, thank you guys so much for featuring sustainability, for including us here at Muse. And it's really wonderful what you're doing.
And thank you, Brian. Now, where the heck are you? Because that is an amazing background. Yes, it looks great.
I mean, as you're talking about nature flourishing, I am I'm up in northern Bali for the weekend.
Oh, great.
A really special friend of mine has organized a fundraiser for some of the local villages up here. So we're handing out a bunch of school supplies, 3.5 tons of rice, and yeah, just doing our part to give back as we've been so nurtured and supported here, particularly over the last year.
Give us the overview of Muse, if you don't mind, Brian, and how it actually works. If we're someone here in Singapore that's going out to get some food.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, some Muse came from the recognition that, you know, in restaurants and cafes, we've probably been using and sharing the same cups and plates for the last, let's call it 5,000 years. And when you really zoom out and look at a city, you know, you have underutilized cleaning infrastructure all over the place. With the, you know, rise of delivery services, you have delivery drivers already zipping around. And in actuality, it's just one big restaurant. So single use has been great. I mean, it's enabled so much convenience for us. It's had, you know, tremendous benefits. But as we're noticing, you know, the plastic flooding our rivers, washing up on the beaches and increasing volumes, we're recognizing that it's time maybe to put some more attention on what is that material? How are we using it to its maximum life? And then how are we responsibly making sure it's rejuvenated into the same product? Mm. So Muse is really at its core, it's a smart software system that once you put a QR code on either a cup, a to-go container, eventually a shampoo bottle, a detergent bottle, we'll be able to essentially make sure that it, you know, experiences its full use life. And then better yet, at the end of its life, it's going to get rebirthed into ideally the same product.
Mm. Wonderful. Hey, Brian, it's Neil Humphreys here. And we've been talking about our efforts to save Singaporean forests. You may have heard Dover and Clementi in the previous segment. And anyone who has any doubts should just look at the view behind you. It is staggeringly beautiful. This is what we're trying to save, ladies and gentlemen, the view over Brian's shoulder. And one of the ways, of course, we can do it is recycling. And I think your initiative is absolutely wonderful, as I'm sitting here now with my own recycled bottle. How is it going so far? How is the initiative going so far? Where has it been rolled out, and what's the response been like?
Yeah, so we're about to hit our 3-year mark from this being an idea in an airplane on April 16th, 2018. And, you know, been an exceptional journey to get to this point. I'd say in the last 3 years, pretty much tested and piloted how you do reuse projects across almost every discipline. So we did large scale concerts and events. We did a project Changi Airport. We did a university campus in the US offices, and increasingly this open city network in partnership with the delivery companies. And we've done that across 5 countries, which considering it's still economically irrational and reused, you know, we really sprinted. But I'd say what we really did is we learned how to work together as a team. We really got to know each other. And we gave ourselves the opportunity to really kind of cross the river by feeling every stone and understand, you know, the challenges, the opportunities, the areas that really need attention if we're going to be able to support this global movement and really do our parts to, you know, to help offer this, because it's going to require so much behavior change on, you know, all of our parts as customers and consumers. It's going to require some behavior change on the part of the cafes, the restaurants, the supermarkets eventually, and then also maybe the trash companies as they can step in and help with some of the transport and logistics costs, and the incredible people in government, NGOs who have been, you know, kind of quietly from, you know, from the back pushing and encouraging this. Yeah, it's been a beautiful journey on our side. I'd say the most inspiring aspect of it has been just the quality of people that we get to interact with, really across the board. I mean, of course, our team are some really beautiful, dedicated people who put everything on the line to, you know, to really encourage this. But, you know, in the cafe partners, in our customers, in the, you know, the people pushing from the government side, and honestly, in our competitors. And I do want to recognize, I mean, it's wonderful to have featured. Super fortunate to have another team in Singapore called Bearpack that has honestly been one of the best things for us because, you know, they're lean, they're nimble, and they're doing really great things. And almost the both of us, we're spurring each other on, and we're kind of serving Singapore better as a result of having that, you know, kind of that healthy encouragement. So as you look at the natural world behind me, you know, you almost see competition in a slightly different way where they're coexisting together in a super nice way. So Yeah, I'd say that's the last 3 years. I think the next 3 years are going to speed up tremendously, and I think the world's really, really, really getting ready for this. And you know, I know our team is ready to really step into the volume that's coming.
Yeah, we're speaking with Brian Riley, the CEO and founder of Muse, M-U-U-S-E. And if you're not familiar with Muse, get onto their website, muse.io. What happens is restaurants buy some cups and high-end Tupperware. They put a barcode on the bottom of it. And then let's say you do order out or perhaps even eating in, but order out especially, then they would pack it in these to-go containers. You would receive it at home. It would be scanned, the barcode at the bottom. And then what happens after I finish my meal that I've had takeaway from Grab or from Food Panda?
Yeah, so currently how it works is you can essentially return those products to any of the roughly 60 cafes or restaurants that we are currently active in Singapore. But next is specialized bins that will be placed around the city, you know, in some common areas where that will also be an option to return. And then, you know, fingers crossed, find a solution with our partners on the delivery side. So you can also schedule pickup of the containers. Now, that's kind of today. I want you to envision a year from now, we're in 500 outlets in Singapore, and it really starts to get more convenient. At that point, I think we'll have figured it out where you can have scheduled pickup of your reusables. But then let's go 5 years from now, when you actually have an additional bin in your home for your reusables and your refillables, and it's not just coffee cups and to-go containers. Now, as I said, it's your shampoo bottles, it's your detergents, it's your makeups. It's your bottles. It's a growing list of things. And I envision a time when almost the same as you have recycling, compost, and trash, I think you're going to have a returnable refillable bin. So that's where we see it going.
I think it's wonderful, Brian. The only thing is, I'm interested to know what the response has been so far in Singapore. You know, I mean... I've queued up with my recyclable container at hawker centres, and I've literally had people say to me, "Ew, that's dirty," even though it's my own container. You know, I've had that kind of response. We're talking about a place where sometimes in supermarkets they'll even separately bag cosmetic products from detergents, from foods, from this. So this is the mindset that we're all struggling to overcome in Singapore. How are you doing that? What has the response been so far in Singapore?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, we did our first project in Bali. Singapore was our second market, and then kind of shortly after Hong Kong, as well as the U.S. And I'd say Singapore has welcomed us so much almost from the start when we did our first kind of large-scale event in the beginning of 2019. So, you know, the reception's been encouraging. I think Singapore has the opportunity to be one of the leaders of sustainability for Asia, which is exceptional. Now, we're, as I noted, we're in about 60 cafes the feedback from Muse consistently is we need more cafes. So we have a really big push going on right now to, you know, to really increase that number to make it more convenient for everyone. Something that I thought was cool was the most usage we had last year was actually coming from a cafeteria in a hospital. And, you know, I know so many of us are concerned with COVID and kind of changing, you know, nature of what was safe and what wasn't safe. And it was really encouraging to see just consistent usage from the frontline workers and doctors and nurses that were, you know, were taking this head on. So I have a feeling 2021, we're going to see exceptional usage. A statistic we like to share is we have a 98% return rate on our products across both Singapore and Hong Kong. So that's a really, really powerful one. And then if I, you know, if I look at the Instagram posts from customers, especially when we first launched the Grab and Foodpanda options, as so many of us were at home, we're ordering so much takeaway, and I think we were getting fed up with all the plastic that was mounting up in our own homes.
Yep.
And just what people were posting and the level of excitement, and just, you know, it's a simple solution. It's really a simple solution. It requires just a little bit more attention on almost each of our parts. But people are responding really favorably. And one thing I'll add, and this is just, this is almost maybe a goal or a challenge for Singapore. So in Germany, say they're the most ready market for reuse. And now it's not even a question of reuse. It's a question of, do I go with Recup or do I go with Vital, who are the two companies serving that market? And collectively, they're in about 5,000 cafes. Most cafes don't even have single-use products anymore and are just using these reusable, returnable options. And cafes are paying a reasonable amount for it. I mean, we're still a little bit up against in Asia that, you know, coffee cups and to-go containers, the single-use kind, are not very expensive.
Yes.
And it's not very expensive to throw them out. So that's our ceiling. That's what we're trying to offer our service below, which I'm going to be perfectly upfront, is a challenge, especially considering cost of labor and cost of living. At the same time, you know, just hearing initiatives underway in Singapore with green spaces and, you know, all of the cool stuff going on in plant-based foods and just the amazing initiatives that you know, Singapore is taking a lead on, we believe in it tremendously. And, you know, we plan on being a pillar of sustainability for the long haul.
Brian, so today I want to use Muse for lunch an hour from now. What do I do? What are the steps I need to take as a brand new Muse user?
Yeah, it's super simple. Go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store, download our app. The first time you go into our app, you do need to enter your credit card details. Now, we're not going to charge you. You can go then into any one of our outlets, check out a cup, a container. We're not charging you. You can keep that container for 30 days. If at the end of 30 days you haven't returned it to one of the, at this point, 60 drop-off locations, we'll send you an email and really ask you to please take that container back, because we really want to keep these in the system, again, long as possible, so that we can then really maximize the energy and the effort that went into them. But essentially, download the app, enter your name and information, and you can start checking out and returning products.
I think it's absolutely wonderful, but it would be remiss of me not to ask the question related to the word behind me, which is money. I'm just trying to work out, because I want it to succeed, how is it sustainable for you as a business? How does the company make money? Not necessarily to get rich, but just enough to keep the company going and expanding. How does that side of it work?
Yeah, and it's a fantastic question, and I had the benefit.
You're concerned about it, I'm sure.
Because I want it. You understand what I'm saying, Brian? I want it to succeed. Of course, I do.
Yeah, so the it's a great question. Now, I had the benefit and pleasure of being, you know, an early mover or an early leader in the wind energy industry, starting in 2002, and that was really quite economically irrational. Wind energy was at about $300 a megawatt hour installed cost. I left that industry in 2009. The cost per megawatt installation was $20. So drastic reduction. At that point, I jumped into the solar industry, still in the early days, and solar was at a similar price, about $300 a megawatt hour. By the time I left that industry, it was $20 a megawatt hour. So I think reuse is still in the spirits. You know, it's making sense. it's generated, it's foundational, and it's they're a little ahead on ability, they're willing to pay for it. In Singapore, I know we're going to get there. I think what's going to help is finding sponsors who can come in and help support, you know, having the cafes and restaurants pay a per usage fee, least what their single use items, so that we can recoup the investment. And then what we do with our customers is it's free to use our service if you're walking in and checking things out, but you want to do the delivery service or really check out a number of products, we're going to offer like a pro version, if you will. So it's tight. I mean, thankfully, we've had some wonderful investors stand behind us, you know, one in particular out of Hong Kong that is, you know, it takes these early believers and these leaders that are willing to stand up in this early phase and say, you know what, I think this is something that the world needs, and I'm willing to put my capital behind it, my energy, my effort, and we're seeing more and more investors start to be interested in this. And of course, like anything, you know, once we have that network and once the volume comes in, our costs go down. What we can offer the cafes down, we get more efficient. We, you know, learn how to operate this in a way that, of course, honors all of our employees and at the same time is a foundational business. But I have no question that, you know, this is a business we're building that will be here for a very, very, very long time, and one that will, you know, offer a lot of people really meaningful jobs and beautiful places for self and growth and, you know, development. So
Brian, thank you so much. Brian Riley, CEO and founder of Muse. That's M-U-U-S-E. We encourage everyone to get on either your website, muse.io, or go ahead and download the Muse app on Google Play or the iStore and start using it today. Don't wait. You know, lunchtime is an hour and a half from now, so get on there and start using these great reusable, recyclable products.
And I've also noticed that Muse have just posted on our Facebook Live page, so readers and viewers have got a now direct link. If you have any questions or queries about the product, the service, how it works, you can go to our Facebook Live page and message Muse directly.
Brian, thanks so much for your time and being on Money FM today.
Thank you guys so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.